Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I try to give you intelligent and insightful videos here at the Jolly Heretic on things like autism and highly relevant stuff, but a lot of you don't seem to be interested in that. You're much more interested in the evolutionary dynamics of sexual practices. So we're going to have the evolutionary dynamics of sexual practices week here at the Quick Pint, and I'm going to start off with one that you've all expressed interest in after my last video, my video on fellatio. A lot of you have asked me to do a video on the evolution dynamics of of dining at the Y, of carpet munching, of clam diving, of drinking from the furry cup, of kneeling at the altar, of muff diving, of moistening the bacon sandwich, of cunnilingus. So we're going to look today at the evolutionary dynamics of cunnilingus. Now, according to cunnilingus, of course, is the oral stimulation of the female genitalia. It comes from the words cunus, meaning vulva, and lingere, meaning to lick. Research indicates that 67% of female university students have received cunnilingus. The Indian flying fox engages in cunnilingus, and when he does so, it results in longer sex sessions, which result in him being more likely to fertilise the female flying fox. Various kinds of insect engage in cunnilingus with the same result. So, what are the reasons for cunnilingus? As with oral sex, I would suggest there is a degree to which it is a K-strategic trait, i.e. it is to do with making sure that you get that particular partner pregnant. You're not the kind of person that simply wants to pump and dump and hope that one partner or other gets pregnant. You engage in that activity, which is, of course, not an overtly, you're not overtly fertilising her. So you engage in that activity to ensure that you fertilise that specific person. It is K-strategic, it is that you want to fertilise that specific partner, presumably because that partner is more genetically similar to you, or that partner is your partner, or whatever it happens to be. You want to ensure that it's that partner that's inseminated. You're not hedging your bets. You're concentrating your bioenergetic resources on that partner. So, first of all, if a man has sex with a lady and then engages in cunnilingus, a woman is much more likely to orgasm because of cunnilingus than she is to orgasm because of sex. If she orgasms, she is more likely to essentially suck the semen further into her vagina and thus become pregnant. So making her orgasm, which is more likely to occur if she if you engage in cunnilingus, means you're more likely to get that specific female pregnant. So it is extra bioenergetic effort to ensure that that specific female is impregnated. Secondly, couples where the husband regularly dines at the Y report greater relationship satisfaction. Again, relationship satisfaction, as opposed to having lots of meaningless relationships and just hoping that someone gets pregnant. Having a specific, long-term, highly bonded relationship, that is K-strategic. It ensures that you stay together. It means you're more likely to get pregnant by each other. It means you're more likely to have children that you're strongly bonded with, and so forth. So it is an expression of relationship satisfaction, which makes sense because it involves the man doing something specifically to pleasure the female, which he might not find very nice, but is specifically to pleasure the female, so it can be seen as an expression of sort of high agreeableness and kindness and things like that, that he does this. And so it would follow that the relationship satisfaction is associated with cunnilingus, and perhaps also the female is more satisfied because she orgasms more, which she's likely to do if the male engages in cunnilingus. A third reason is there is some research that indicates that when men engage in cunnilingus, they subsequently produce more semen. So now I don't quite understand what the dynamics of this is, but there is this is what the research finds, that men who engage in cunnilingus, it somehow stimulates them to produce more semen, which means that, again, they are more likely to impregnate that specific woman. On the other hand, you could argue that more semen production could be a reflection of heightened sperm competition, for example, men that masturbate over pornography in which there are other men having sex with a female produce more semen than when it's pornography with it's just two women involved. This implies that elevated semen production is a matter of dealing with sperm competition, which would be our strategy. And there's also some evidence that men who are at risk, men that feel that their partners are going to leave them or whatever, are more likely to engage in cunnilingus as a mate retention strategy, i.e. They will... They will do this in order to make their partner like them, in order to give their partner what they want, and in order to ensure that their partner doesn't stray. So this would be consistent with the idea that men that are concerned, the opposite of K strategy, men that are concerned about being sort of cuckolded, basically, would engage in more cunnilingus in order to keep their female on side and keep her satisfied and make sure it's perhaps their, keep them satisfied. And also that doing it makes them produce more semen, which would overcome other semen that might be within her. But ultimately, then, on the other hand, if they are an R strategist, then presumably they would just go and have sex with lots of women and they wouldn't care about this. So this implies that we're talking about a K strategist who really wants to get that specific woman pregnant because she is of high standard or whatever, but he feels under threat. But that implies that does imply a K strategic male, though, just a K strategic male that's under threat. And the final possible reason, it seems to be, there's evidence that it simply allows you to sample odours. As a K strategist, you want to know that the female is genetically similar to you. This means that her histocompatibility with you is high. This means that you're passing on more of your genes. This means that you'll be more bonded to her. This means that you'll be more bonded to your children. This means that you'll invest more in your children. This means that your children will be more adapted to the environment because of the gene complexes will not break up because you'll be genetically similar. And this means that your children will be better at competing in a difficult yet harsh yet stable ecology. And then that's a case strategic trait. And there's evidence that's another reason why men want to engage in it. They want to basically taste the woman. They want to taste her odours from her vagina, and this allows them to do that. So although there's some R strategic dimensions to it, in the sense that a man that is under threat, it's a bit complicated. In a very R strategic ecology, a man's not going to be under threat because it's going to be so small scale that there's going to be no other men to get involved. In a more complex ecology where people bond more and therefore you develop a more complex ecology, then there are going to be other men around that women can sleep around with. That will actually be a slightly more strategic ecology, which is why chimpanzees, for example, have bigger balls than gorillas. With gorillas, they're so R-strategic, they have tiny little balls. There's no bonding. It's just the male gorilla and his group of females. With chimpanzees, it's a more complex society. It's more K-strategic. But this allows women to sleep around. And so the chimpanzees develop larger balls as a way of dealing with sperm competition. Now, by comparison, if you have a more K-strategic society, it's more complicated, and therefore there's more of a possibility for women to sleep around, and therefore the man engages in cunnilingus to keep that specific woman on side, as it were, in the face of competition, and that can be seen as K-strategic. He wants that woman. He doesn't want to just go with lots of different women. So that's perhaps K-strategic. So overall, it seems to me to be a K-strategy trait. That is why men dine at the Y. So I hope that's been helpful. Goodbye!
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!